Restoration.
Hi, am I speaking with Kevin?
Yes, you are. How are you?
I'm doing good, Kevin. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the specialists here at Local Splash. I was hoping to follow up with you. I don't know if you remember talking with Aubrey.
Yes.
In September. I was trying to see in the notes what had held you back at that time. I didn't know if it was maybe the price or if you were booked out. Do you maybe remember that conversation?
There's a couple things on our end and, you know, just wanting to potentially get more information on you guys. You
okay.
Want to refresh me how yours works?
Yes. So it looks like when Aubrey spoke with you, he was offering our local only package. And I don't know if it was because you weren't interested in Facebook advertising is what
no.
I saw in the notes. So basically, okay. So basically the local only package, to be super transparent, is only going to put you in Ventura on the first page. And it's going to only cover about a 5 to 10 mile radius. That's what the local map covers.
I apologize.
Okay.
You're really starting to get static and breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. So it was about listing you on the first page of Google, but with the local package.
I'm still getting very bad reception.
Okay. Should I call you another time?
I don't know. I mean, it's not me, and I normally don't have the problem where I'm at right now. I'm just letting you know that's what it was sounding like to me. I don't know how well you could hear on your end.
I hear you perfectly, so
okay,
I don't know.
Now you're good. All right, so.
Okay.
Let's just
so,
keep trying.
Yeah, he was offering you the local-only package, which puts you within a 5 to 10 mile radius from your zip code. That's in the local map section of Google. It was offered to you at $199 a month. But I was reading through the notes and it was stated that you travel depending on the job. I don't know how far you typically travel. So I don't know if the local only package would be beneficial for you, to be very honest.
Well, you know, again, if it works, it works. See, I've been doing this 46 years. You're talking to a guy who's 65 who feels and acts like he's 45 or maybe younger. Okay? I still got a lot of gas in my tank. I started at 19, didn't think I was staying in the business. We were all carpet cleaners back then in 1978, 79. And, you know, 46 years later, here I am, you know, in the restoration industry for 46 years. I actually helped create it, even though I don't have the money to prove that. But if you knew my history, you would go, wow, too bad you couldn't copyright that. Too bad you couldn't trademark that, you know. We were just doing what we had to do to try to figure out how to do things better.
Right.
And slowly but surely, they became protocols or standardized industry procedures.
Mm-hmm.
So in the process of that, I was one of the first Yellow Page advertisers in a main region. Where are you out of? Does it
California.
Matter?
Okay, California,
so you know
Fountain Valley.
All right. So you know the San Fernando Valley, the valley.
Very familiar.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. The San Fernando Valley, if you took it, it's about 12 miles by 15 miles,
mm-hmm.
north, south, east, west. In that little valley or big valley, there's probably about 30 city names.
Right.
If you were to combine that whole valley instead of having all the different names, Tarzana, Sherman Oaks, Van Nuys, North Hollywood.
Westlake Village.
Yada, yada, yada. Okay. If you just made the valley into a city, it would be like the seventh largest economy within the country.
Right.
Now the demographics have changed dramatically, but, you know, there's even more people there. Back in 1979, 1980, 1981, The internet didn't exist. The cell phones didn't exist, and everything was yellow pages. So I was one of the first guys to advertise specifically water damage as a carpet cleaner, because everyone's – see, it used to be when everyone had carpet practically.
And yeah, I remember.
And they even had that big, thick shag carpet, almost as long as spaghetti. Yeah, I don't know if you
remember
shag carpet. Okay, all right.
I do.
So, the way the industry started out, and this will explain, I'm not just talking for the sake of just telling you my history, okay? It's more about my involvement or desire to get involved with your guys' end of things. Back then, I was one of the few 2-3 ads in the yellow pages at the time. In fact, Verizon used to be called Pacific Bell. And then there was always AT&T and BTE. Okay.
Right.
The point is that over the years, the yellow pages continue to change the way they did things with all of their advertisers and continue to screw us and make it more difficult to maintain our position, more costly to maintain our position. People would copy our ads, our wording, our little illustrations that we had, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so we dealt with all of that because we just had to deal with it. Now, as things developed and we started to see, hey, this internet thing is really going to change things, and yellow pages are slowly but surely going to be eliminated. We understood that. I saw what was happening. So I had a website up around 1996, 97. And we tried everything. In fact, when I first started talking to anybody that offered website hosting or SEO optimization, et cetera, I learned a lot of the dialogue, but they didn't know any of the key words that today everybody knows the importance of key words. And I had to explain to them how and what I would hear from people and how I learned people talk when it came to our category, because nobody looked up our category out of boredom. Hey, I got nothing to do. You know, let me look through the yellow pages or this new internet and let me look under water damage, because people didn't even think of that term water damage.
No, okay? But the internet's very different now. I mean, I know where you're getting at, Kevin. Like, it seems like you've kind of seen things progressing and how they were changing, and you kind of went along with the changes. I guess
my point is none of them, I don't care. I've been on the first page. I've been in the top three of the organics. I've been on the top of the ads that I think were in gold on the top that you paid for. I've been on the right side of the 10, you know, that.
So if you've done all of this, and I would say your work probably comes more from word of mouth because of the years that you've been in business.
Exactly, because the internet has brought me 2 jobs in like 25 years. No matter we approach the internet, it just didn't work. And it's not because I can't close a job or I can't get along with people. You got to get the calls, and that's what blew me away is, my God, this doesn't do nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
I've heard every BS pitch you can imagine. And I paid to get pitched and BS'd more money than you can imagine.
Oh, I bet.
So our internet, or excuse me, my website is like its third iteration, and it's just there for the purposes of all the other ways that we have to get business.
Okay.
The website is there to validate to people, because people think, yeah, we got a website, you must be legitimate. Okay.
So I get it.
The website's up since 1997, only because it has to be there. But the reality is we no longer even try to get it really seen by people because we did for years and nothing worked.
Okay. All right. Well, I went ahead and notated that. And I appreciate you sharing that with me. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't anything with pricing, but it doesn't sound like we would be a good fit for you anyways. Sounds like you got everything handled, but I do thank you.
Well, no, so what I wanted to ask is this, okay? What is your, $199 a month? That's not a lot of money, but it's a lot if it's a waste, because I could think of all kinds of things to do with
that. I would tell you right now, I would have never offered you that package. I would push with the package with the Facebook ads because, honestly, $199 is like our super basic package, which isn't going to give you the results that you would need for this program to make sense for you to keep investing in it. I would have never offered you a local-only package. You don't just stay within 5 to 10 miles for your work. So that's what I'm saying. I don't feel our program would be a good fit for you because if anything, you don't want Facebook ads. You don't like Facebook. And I read that in the notes. Then the only other option would be to include Google ads. And I'm going to ask you to invest more. And it doesn't sound.
All right. So with the Google ads, let me ask you this question. Okay. I've had Google, the problem is part of our business is trauma scenes. Over the years, I've had to clean up guys who blew their brains out. Two people.
Uh-huh.
I've done more than two people who unfortunately made that decision.
Yeah.
But I did two people that specifically did it because they had very strong, successful businesses, and literally overnight, Google changed the algorithm on them, and within a couple of months, the guys lost everything. Okay.
Well, Google's going to always change the algorithm. I mean, if you're looking at a package with Google ads, it's going to be a price point of $499 a month. And that gives you Google ads, the Google local map. I mean, I don't even see a profile for you on Google. So we would have to get you verified and create that Google business profile.
All right.
So
I got a question on that. Okay. We don't want people to know. Anyone in our industry, you have to service at a minimum counties, not just cities. Even though I have several cities that I do a lot more work in, and I could target those, but it would be more like Ventura County, or if I had to pick specific cities, I could.
Well, we would do that by utilizing the Google ads. So with a package like that, you're getting the Google local map, Google ads, Bing local. Your website would be attached where your business is promoted, and it covers a mobile platform. That's what's included in that package. But I'm going to ask you to invest $499 a month.
Is that only a monthly contract, right? I'm not stuck to a year or anything.
No,
like that.
I will ask you. No, it's not a contract. I will ask you to stick it out 2 months. I call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm realistic. I know things take a while to even develop. Okay. I've been through it too much as I'm alluding to, but, one of the things that's very important for us, and this used to be an issue, is customers, when it comes to water damage and emergency, they like to think that the company coming is literally like down the block from them, okay, or is around the corner, or how come you're in the city that's only 5 minutes away from me? That seems too far. So my point is that if a location indicator, the little teardrop, the little red Google flag pops up, okay, that tells us because people, if you know the valley, or if you know, do you know Ventura County well enough? Do you know the city?
I do.
Ventura County?
Okay. I know some of them.
So for example, let's just take Camarillo. If you take Camarillo
or Moore Park or Simi Valley, if people don't think you're responding out of those cities, they tend to not want to call.
So is that what you have found? Because I can tell you this in my own experience. Even when I was looking for a plumber, I live in Anaheim. I found a plumber out of Whittier. It's who's available.
That's a decent distance.
Right.
At the same, yeah. You know,
I mean,
again, that's
I'm not worried about where they're coming from. I'm worried about who's available and can get to me. I mean, I've never really heard much. I mean, maybe you've had that experience. I've never really heard much of that from anyone. But this is your industry, you know.
Yeah. We ask people questions, you know, either directly or subtly, or you learn things through conversation.
Well, the red dot,
et cetera.
The red dot is going to be where your company is based out of. But honestly, in all reality, people are going to call who's on that first page. When it comes to the services that you offer, it's a necessity. Kevin, they're not searching just to, oh, let me just look it up. They need that service. So those would be the only options that I would tell you that I would recommend. But you know what
is there any way to eliminate the location? We don't want people to know exactly.
Well, your address is not going to show, but I can't say that red dot's not going to show you in Ventura. I can't say that.
Yeah, I can say if it does, that's going to kill a lot of opportunities.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. You know, maybe this just isn't the best fit for you. So I thank you for your time, though.
Yeah, are those your only options?
Well, yeah, those would be the only options. Like I said, I wouldn't even offer you the local-only package because I don't feel that would be beneficial for you. That's not going to give you a return on what you would be investing.
Yeah, you know? Exactly, yeah.
But I thank you, though, for your time.
So your only options are the $199 package, which is a minimal Facebook exposure?
Nope. The local-only package includes no Facebook marketing. You want nothing to do with Facebook, so I wouldn't even offer you the Platinum package either. The only other option for you would be the package with the Google Ads or just doing our local-only. But I'm not even comfortable with offering you the local-only because – if it were up to me, I feel like, why are you going to invest $199 and expect all these extravagant results? You're not going to get it with a minimal package like that. You're just not.
Well, I don't expect extravagant results.
Well,
actually very easy. If I could get one job a month, a legitimate call that I know we can close because they're wet, if I could even get one, it's worth it. And that's literally how low my standards on internet expectations have become.
And I understand where you're coming from, but Kevin, at the same time, I'm limiting you to your local area, what Google says, and that's going to be your zip code and 5 to 10 miles.
Well, that wouldn't be bad, but let me ask you this. Again, I service a much larger area, but I certainly don't mind being closer on a response. You know, it doesn't matter to me if I'm serving next door or I got to drive 80 miles. The difference is the calls that I get are referred from people that it's about 90%+ certainty we're going to get that job for sure. Okay.
Right.
And the rest is, of course, up to us. Do the people really need it? And then, of course, we can get out there, and then it's up to us to show people why it's a good idea to let us help them. Okay?
Right.
So, and I don't care if you guys only got me jobs in a 5 to 10 mile radius. That's perfectly fine, too, because we would do those jobs also. I do jobs that are very close. But if I was looking to try to reach people, it wouldn't only be that area, okay? But if for some reason it was only that area, so you're saying for that, what would you guys do and what kind of exposure does that give us?
Again, it's going to put you within your zip code in a 5 to 10 mile radius. This is going to give you first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. Your website would be attached to that profile, and it's going to include the mobile platform. That is $199 a month, and that's with a 2-month verbal commitment. First page placement on Google is going to happen within 45 to 60 days before you're even on the first page. That's our timeline. And this is why I say I wouldn't offer you the local only package. I can't say you're going to get a call in the first month because a lot of it is the programming, Kevin. If we're not doing Facebook ads, let me finish.
I can even accept that. Yeah.
Again, if we're not doing Facebook ads or Google ads, that's the timeline that you're going to be looking at. So I have to be transparent, right? I have to let you know. Okay, that is my job. If you want to target further out outside of your local area, then your option would be paying $499 a month because we would be including the Google ads, which you could cover by county if you wanted. Okay, but those would be your two options.
Okay, so how does that one work? $499 a month does what for me?
That's going to give you both the Google ads as well as the Google Local Map first page. Bing Local, the directory submission is Yelp and Apple Maps, okay? Facebook is included, but it would be omitted from your package because you don't want anything to do with Facebook. So we would not create anything
to
do with
Facebook. And I hate Yelp. I hate Yelp.
Then we wouldn't even do anything on Yelp either. Those would be omitted, okay?
Yeah.
We would make sure that your website
is
attached.
It's not that we're bad. Look, this business, even though I've been in the industry 46 years, this business, we've been around 27 years, property damage restoration. I have about 10 customer service awards from the BBB, okay? There's no complaints on us anywhere. The one complaint you'll find of us, which is hard to find, is one Yelp complaint. The lady rambles on about the plumber that she was unhappy with and then winds up including us in it also. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then when I look up the lady, I'm going, what the heck is she talking about? I didn't even have an issue with her. I didn't even meet her. I don't even know what she's talking about in this thing. I look her up. She's got like 165 Yelps, and she's complaining about coffee's too cold. I didn't like the butter. I mean, every kind of complaint and every kind of industry.
You're going to find that, but listen, at the end of the day, and listen, Kevin, again, people that leave reviews like that.
What I cared about is how Yelp wouldn't do, you know, this, and this
well,
like
I said,
five, six,
we wouldn't even submit you to Yelp. Like I said, we would omit the Yelp and the Facebook. Problem solved on that. Okay. But those would be the two options. If at any point, Kevin, you would be interested in maybe taking advantage of any of these offers, you're always welcome to call us. We'll take a look at availability and we can just go from there. Okay. But I thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
It sounds like you're more interested in just saying, look, we don't need to do business with you than you are to let me ask further questions to decide.
No, you can ask all the questions that you want. I'm reading off of the notes, and that's why I called you to ask you what happened. You basically sent a text telling Aubrey you're not ready. You got things
that
are lined up first, right?
Yeah, that was correct. That was correct.
Okay. And so I just wanted to make sure if you weren't ready because of the price, if you weren't ready because you were booked out, you know what I mean? That's why I was calling. If it was the pricing, I wanted to see where I could help you. I specifically told you I wouldn't even offer you the local-only package. But it's always your option. You know what I mean?
Now, what is the negative? What is the negative with the local-only besides the smaller service?
Because it's putting you, I'm saying because of the smaller service area and because of the fact that it's not going to generate a whole bunch of calls for you because we're limiting your area, right? If you want to do it, that's up to you.
Do you think it would generate any calls?
Not in the first month. I'm not going to say it will because we're doing a lot of the programming.
I accept that part. I really do. I understand that. I know how things take time to get established up to a certain point. Okay. Once that month or so is over, what kind of exposure and to what area?
Well, with the timeline, again, as I'll repeat with the timeline, so the directory submission happens within 5 to 7 days, okay? As far as, like, with the first page placement, getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it, and maintaining it, Kevin, that is going to take 45 to 60 days. That is written in our terms and conditions. That
okay,
is our timeline.
Okay, I accept that. Can I?
Okay.
Only because my mind, when it gets going, I don't forget stuff, but at the same time, I do sometimes.
It's okay.
Because I get about 20 things that I'm thinking.
no worries.
In fact, I literally just forgot what I was going to ask you, because I started to, okay, so, that would give me approximate exposure to, how wide of an area?
I would say 5 to 10 miles.
Okay, that's cool. And then secondly, you know, from our end of things, and I appreciate your time because again, I'm really considering making a move, put my toe in the water, the foot in the water again. you got to know how many calls I get every week from all kinds of people with all kinds of accents, which I don't mind accents because yo hablo español también porque yo esposa de Nicaragua. I fell in love with my wife's accent, okay? And I deal with 160 different cultures in the greater region that I deal with. I don't care who anybody is or where they're from. I treat everybody just like good people. That's because to me, unless you do anything to me bad, I got no problem with you. Okay. And you know, we're in a very cosmopolitan contemporary region. You meet people from all parts of the world. You have to get along with everybody.
Right.
It'd be stupid not to. You know, I service, you know, all LA, rich, poor, it doesn't matter. So my point is that, I get so many calls, people promising that I'm going to be on the first page, and I'm going, is everyone getting this promise? How's everyone going to get on the first page? And besides the fact that I've been on the first page many times over the years and nothing happened back then, okay, all I wanted was a call because I could handle the call. If you were to call me and go, is this property damage restoration? I go, yes, it is. You know, first of all, you hear me answer restoration. Can I help you? And then it would be, yes, I have a water damage. Okay. And then I have a series of questions. Very politely and calmly, I would ask you. And you're screening me in your own mind, but I'm literally screening them in my mind and through paperwork because I know when it's a waste, okay, as a rule. And again, we're looking for people that unfortunately the reality is in our industry, about 98% of the projects people want to, and it's required that they do use their insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to determine, does the call fall into a category that insurance would be qualified to use? If they're calling me with something that's going to look like, sound like, or obviously is months and months old, that doesn't do me any good because I don't repair dry rot. We deal with hurry, get there, there's water everywhere, and then we do the things that got to be done. And we help people understand what they're going to then be dealing with even other trades that have nothing to do with us. It's just that now that your house is wet, you're going to need a cabinet guy, a drywall guy, a painter, a thatcher, a floor guy, you know, all those types of things. But what's important to us is that the calls that come in are the type of calls that are more truly emergency.
Well,
or
and this is where
go ahead.
And this is where the keywords are going to come into place. Okay, so we have a team that's dedicated to your account. They manage your keywords, so that way you're always being found at that moment when they're, you know, looking for your specific services. Okay.
Okay. Now,
so
how many
we manage all of that.
Restoration guys in my area. Again.
Oh gosh. Not anyone that we're working with. I mean, you got to see Google's not like the Yellow Page book, right? And not to get too complicated on you, but at the end of the day, it's depending on what keywords they're using, where they're performing the search from, you know, it's that's what determines it. There could be 15 on the page. There could be 10. There could be 20. At the end of the day, it's making sure that you're always coming up as an option as soon as they're performing that search. Okay? Because
the keywords, besides the ones that I could whip off the top of my head, they're easily researchable. All you got to do is go to anyone's internet site now, and pretty much everyone's using the same keywords. Okay? And like I said at the very beginning, I had to let SEO guys know. I was there when the computer just came out, and I've been doing this when the internet first came out. You know, I mean, that sounds weird, but maybe you're old enough to understand and appreciate that also. So, you know, to people 30 or 40 or younger, that all sounds like I might as well be talking about when the car and the plane first started, okay, were first introduced, all right? But, again, this was all in the 90s and early 2000s, so I've been there since the beginning of the internet computers and, you know, being available to everybody, et cetera. And I've seen it, and I've tried it all. Obviously, I would stick with things if they work, because it would be stupid as a businessman to not do that. If something's working, why not stick with it?
So do you want to give it a shot?
Well, I'm considering it. So my question is this. Does it absolutely have to show my location, the 199 one, if I were to just put my toe in?
It's not going to show your physical, it will not show your physical address, because you are considered what they call a home office. It does not show the physical address. It might show Ventura and your zip code, but it is not going to show the actual physical address, because it would be hidden.
Okay, yeah, and I'm not so much worried about that for security reasons. It's more about the psychology of, I know.
It's like, I'm going to use an example. Okay. Right now, if I'm looking for damage restoration in Ventura, I'm acting like I'm in Ventura and I'm searching. I see this company come up, 911 restoration, and they're out of Moore Park. Am I not going to call them because they're in Moore Park? Absolutely not. I'm going to call until I find someone to come and do the work. Right?
No, but
People are more concerned with that. In all honesty, Kevin. All honesty.
Not my experience, and not in our industry, and I ask people this stuff, okay?
Then you know more than I do when it comes to your industry, because that is your industry.
Moore Park is a half an hour away, but to people, it's also 38 miles away. So they're thinking it's going to cost them more to call somebody from there. Then they're thinking, if I could get somebody in Ventura or another local city, Oxnard, et cetera. So people in our area, they're going, you know, there's literally in our area, people think about East County, West County. I'm just letting you know how people think. That wouldn't be that important to me, because I know more things and I also know, Kevin,
from my own experience, maybe some people think like that, but not everybody. Because I also know that if I'm calling off that list and there's not anybody in Ventura that's available to help me, I got to find somebody. Right?
You would start off with one. If they weren't available, you go to the next one that you were comfortable with. You like something about the ad, whatever. Whatever may be your choice to go to number two, if number one wasn't available, you would then pick your second choice, right? But as a rule, most people are going to be available. Most companies, unless it's a huge rainstorm, which we very seldom get, okay? God bless everybody in Florida, including my daughter, who's been right in the middle of it. Most people, are thinking the closer, the better, and that may even affect price. It's hard to convince people that you're not, but we literally ran out for free.
Not to get off subject, Kevin. We're getting off subject here. Let's bring it back. So these are the two options.
So you guys would list it, you're saying within 10 miles. How far does that add? What's the radius that would get me?
Let me go back.
Okay.
5 to 10 miles is what the local map is going to cover. The local map of Google on the first page.
Okay.
If you are trying to target outside of that, again, Kevin, you would have to do the package with the Google ads because the Google ads is what's going to reach those other areas for you to be found in.
Let me ask you this question. There's literally a big difference between 5 miles and 10 miles in our region. Which one is it? That's like telling me you get a half a pound if you buy it here, but you get a pound or a pound and a half if you buy it here.
On an average, I say 5 to 10 miles. If you're talking Los Angeles, like Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know.
Because it is so populated. Los Angeles, you're lucky if it even reaches 5 miles. It goes by the population. You got to remember how many people are in those areas and how saturated is it. That's why I'm going to tell you 5 to 10 miles. 10 miles is going to be tops. I can't give you a specific because, again, like I'm in Anaheim. But if I'm searching for a plumber, okay, as an example, I'm finding guys in Whittier, right?
Well, yeah, but it'd be hard for me to believe that there wouldn't be a bunch of guys between Anaheim and Whittier knowing how many.
I will literally tell you I have the experience, and I'm telling you I have the experience. I looked for a plumber. I live in Anaheim. I had to go with a guy. I had to go with a guy from Whittier. He was at the bottom of the first page because everybody that I called wasn't available, didn't pick up their phones. Voicemails were full. When it comes to plumbing, I can't wait.
That's the whole point. Yeah, that's what
exactly.
I did.
Exactly. So people are going to continue to call down
my
list.
My number one referral source is plumbers. I deal with so many plumbers, it's unbelievable. That's why I find it hard that I know when plumbers can get busy, but for as many plumbers as I know that there are in between Anaheim and Whittier, I'm going, wow, you can't get anybody closer that you really had to go that far out? I believe you. I'm not calling you misrepresentation or a liar in any kind of way. I'm just thinking, wow, there's a lot of plumbers out there. And for, you know, to be that, have to go that far to get that many no ones available, I'm like really impressed.
Yeah.
You know, or it's just like, wow, none of these guys really answer their phones? Wow.
No, they don't. They don't. I'm telling you, they don't. They don't. I'm telling you. You know how many business owners that I call? They don't even pick up their phone or their voicemail is full, and they're running a business.
Now, here's the thing.
It happens.
If I started out with $199,
uh-huh,
and I got one job within 60 days. When do you think it would be realistic that I would maybe start getting inquiries?
I would say the second month. The first month, a lot of it is the program, and I'm going to say the second month.
Okay. All right. Again, in our industry, I'm not afraid to pay for jobs because I pay very good referral fees to different trades that are often in the first row of who would get called, a property manager, a real estate agent, an insurance agent, a plumber, first of all, you know, things like that. Who, if you own the house, who are you going to call? If you rent the house, who are you going to call? So we know pretty much where people are going to go based on if you're a renter or an owner. And so we tend to market to the people that would be in that first lineup. I got to call my landlord, or I got to call my insurance agent, or I got to call a plumber. You know, those kinds of things that are going through people's minds as they're standing in water. For $199, other than the 5 to 10 miles, what else is involved? What would be involved with that? Because if I got one call that I can close, I will start spending more money. Not just keep paying $199. I go, all right, this first job pays for a lot more. I'm willing to expand because you finally did something that most people have never been able to do, is actually get me someone that I could talk to.
So Kevin, I'm going to say again that this local only package for $199, we are going to get you verified on Google, create the Google business profile. We're going to optimize it to the first page and maintain it there. Content creation on Bing. Make sure that your website's attached to your Google business profile. And it's also going to include covering anyone using their iPhone, Android, or tablet. We call it the mobile platform. That is what is included in that package. That is what we're doing. The management of your Google business profile, managing your keywords, your search terms. That is what we're doing.
Okay,
in the local only package.
Do I need to blog to stay current with your
algorithm?
We
are doing the management of the Google business profile. We're doing the work.
We're doing the posting. What do you mean the posting? The blogging?
The posting on that profile. Yeah, same thing. Posting, blogging. Yeah.
What are you guys going to blog on it?
Well, I don't have the specifics on that. You would have to talk to my technicians that manage that part of it. My job is the lead. So basically what I do is make sure that this is a good fit for both of us, listen to what your needs and wants are, what you're currently doing, and offer you a package that's going to be the most beneficial for you and be able to apply the discounts. As far as like the posting, the keywords and all of that, that is done with my technician.
Can I ask you a question? My apologies. Sometimes
it's okay.
This happens. Because I get so many people telling me, what was your name again? Because you're a very
My
nice
name is
lady.
Nadine. My name
Nadine.
Is Nadine.
Okay, that I won't forget. In addition, I write it down.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I don't recall hearing it at the beginning. You probably did say it because, again, it came up as a solicitation call. And I was almost like, I don't. That's the only calls that I very seldom answer because, again, I block 12, 15 calls a day. You can't believe the solicitations that you get.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
And that's the people you can't understand.
Yeah. And I don't mean to interrupt you, Kevin, but I mean, we've been on the phone for like 42 minutes, and in like 10 minutes, I have to be in a meeting. So I want to make sure I address any other questions that you have before I got to jump into my meeting.
Okay. So this would this make my present website more visual in that 5 to 10 mile radius?
If your
opinion?
Website is the website that I'm looking at, it looks
yes.
more like a landing page. And I'm going to be honest, it's kind of outdated.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that. I would probably have to put another page on there that's more of an action, you know, like this is what we do, a book call. What would you suggest?
The one that I'm looking at is, it's actually like a Hotmail type of like landing page. You would need a page that's more of a Google compliant. I mean, we can use this one, but like even if I'm clicking on your services, it's like, I don't know. I would say we can probably do a better page for you.
What would that cost using a lot of the content that's already there? Because everything I would want on it is there. It's just making it more modern. Because like I said, the last 10 years, I just kept it up because it didn't do any good when we were pushing it up out there and trying. It's like, and back then, that's what everyone was telling me the website should look like. Okay.
We're talking about now. You would have more of an updated type of website, a website that's actually Google compliant because Google has restrictions regarding the websites that are attached to the Google business profile. So we can include one. It's not going to cost you more money. I would just have them include it. So this way you have more of an updated modern website because honestly, not that this website looks bad, but it's super outdated.
No, I get it, and I've been told that, and I even realized that. But like I said, it was at a point where I didn't care. At least there's a website, because it never did anything for me other than verify, hey, the guy's a legitimate business. Yeah. But I was paying for leads from someplace else. The website
right.
was just a place that they could look up and go, okay, the guy looks like he's legit. I'm glad he's coming to my home. But it wasn't the website,
yeah.
even at its peak, that was bringing us the business. And that was the problem. It's just like, I just leave it there. It's like your fourth car. We'll use it if we need it. But meanwhile, you understand my point?
I do.
Well, I'm actually willing to start with the $199 and see if we could get any kind of bites at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not afraid to spend money. I just hate wasting money, and I've wasted way too much on the internet over the years.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
Because to me, it's stupid not to continue to pay for something that works. If that's what your business requires, is new jobs, and if it's working, why not keep paying for it? You know,
right.
I did with the Yellow Pages, you know, and that was the thing that was so devastating to me. You know, I shouldn't use that word. Disappointing is actually the word. Man, this internet, geez, no matter how we approach it, I'm listening to all these experts doing all these different things and nothing works. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
I hear you.
So what do we got to do to start this? You want to call me at another time when you got a little bit more time and we can just focus on what we need to do to start this?
I mean, I have 10 minutes, but I don't know if that's enough time for you. It would be enough time for me to get it set up. What's going to take longer is your client interview, because that's conducted with my technician. The technician basically talks to you about the website, the keywords. That's where I like to say the magic is going to happen. It's not necessarily with me. But in order for us, you know, to even move forward with that, with the technician, I would have to have the account set up, which typically takes me about 10 minutes.
All right. Can I ask one question out of fairness? Because I appreciate
sure.
his effort. Okay. I'm not trying to cut Aubrey out of this.
Uh-huh.
I understand he probably makes a living doing this also.
Well, Aubrey's no longer with the company. That's why I'm reaching out to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Aubrey's
not here
anymore. So that's why I'm reaching out, because they gave me some accounts or potential accounts that Aubrey had talked to. And since he's no longer here, they're like, Nadine, I need you to call these.
Okay.
And find out what happened.
I think it's good business that you guys are doing that, and you can see how I'm just trying to be a good guy and a fair guy.
No, and
you know what?
Not too many people are like you, Kevin. I'm going to be super honest. You know what I mean? And I appreciate you even looking out for him in that way. Even if that was the case and Aubrey was here, I would still make sure that he got credit. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Yeah, I'd let you guys work it out.
He's still reaching out to you. He would have been the one reaching out to you for that reason.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now,
well,
I
wish him the best. I hope it was good
for everybody. You know, people get other opportunities and they got to move on, and that's great. You know, no hurt feelings over here.
It is what it is.
Is your email the PDRS cleanup?
Yes.
Okay. @gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm sending you two emails. This first one is going to be labeled Google Advertising. This is the one that's for $199, okay? I did include that we would include the website for you, okay? So you have more of a modernized type of website. Of course, it's going to be your content. The technician will go over that with you as well during your client interview that we'll schedule. Now, I'm also sending you this one that'll say Client Dashboard Analytics. Both emails are coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And basically, that one, Kevin, is just giving you an overview of our reporting system, where you'll also be able to track your results with us. Okay? Now, Kevin, you spell your name the traditional way, K-E-V-I-N?
Correct.
Okay, and your last name, Kevin, this is just for the account here with us.
Sure, Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N.
Okay. And Kevin, the number that should be listed for your company is this number that we're speaking on, the 805-750-3902.
No, I do still have, even though it doesn't appear to make any sense today.
Uh-huh.
But I have a toll-free number that we've had.
I was
going
to ask you, I see that there's an 888-241-7377. Is that the one that should be listed for the business?
Does that make more sense? Because I think it does, even though this is my business cell phone that we're calling on.
Well,
you know,
we can, here's the thing. Google is going to allow one phone number, okay? So we could put the toll-free number. Anywhere that we can list your cell phone, we will if you choose to. If not, the only number that's going to be showing is the 888 because Google will only allow one phone number. I see the 888-241-7377.
Yeah, do people prefer toll-free? You know, because toll-free on a cell phone doesn't matter to anybody anymore.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
And,
is that the number that's always been associated with your business? Then I would stick with that.
Oh, yeah, and it's on all our literature and all our cards.
Oh, then stick with it. Stick with that number. Now, I will tell you, whenever we communicate with you, we will call you on your 805 number, just because when we're communicating with you. But as far as the business, the number that we'll list is the toll-free number, okay?
Well, it forwards to this number. I'm
then that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. People aren't hesitant to call toll frees anymore, are they? I mean,
I know of. I mean, I still call toll free numbers.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I wouldn't look at, oh, do they got an 805 number? Well,
no,
people don't.
And half the time, there's even people that have different area codes because they moved and they haven't changed their number. You know, so yeah we'll put your toll free then. Now, the company name should read as Property Damage Restoration Services, correct? With an S at the end?
That's correct.
What's the address that you have associated with the business?
It's 2419 East Harbor Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
Unit 122.
Uh-huh.
Ventura, California.
93001?
Correct.
Okay. And I'll make sure that that address is hidden, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Kevin, we're going to be going over the billing. So today the payment that you're going to make is $199. It's going to be a two-month verbal agreement. I'm going to read this to you in a voice verification recording that's for your protection. Now, when I'm walking you through this voice verification, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, I do want you to stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment, okay?
Can I ask you a question in regard to that real quick?
Yes, sir.
How soon would one of your website technicians be contacting me?
If I look at the calendar, because we do want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you, I have an appointment available today between 3 and 4 o'clock.
Ironically, at the moment, other than office work, which I can definitely, you know, multitask or put to the side while I'm talking with them, no problem, that would work.
Okay. Then, yeah, I would schedule it for 3 to 4 o'clock today. If that time works for you, I would prefer that we do it at that time. Because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Does that
time
work for you, Kevin?
Yes, it does.
Okay, let me do this then just before because these get filled up really quick. Give me one quick second.
Sure.
Last name again is Benson, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
For some reason, Yeah,
Benson.
For some reason, I saved it, and I don't know what happened, like it erased it, but okay. Let me do this. I'm going to put you on the calendar today because there's one appointment left, and I don't want them to snag it from me, okay?
Roger that.
All right. Now, the card that you're going to be putting on file, Kevin, does that card have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in both.
Okay. How does your name read on it?
Kevin M. Benson.
Okay. Like Michael? M as in Michael?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Same billing address as well?
I think there's a different billing address for it.
Okay.
You want that?
Yes, please. Give me one second. What's the billing address for it?
Can I ask you a question regarding that?
Yes.
Okay. This is not the address. Again, I don't want any address shown at all.
No.
Any place if it could be
no.
avoided.
I just need the billing address to match with the card, because when I run the card, if it doesn't match, it'll kick it back and say that it
okay.
didn't.
No. I understood the reason for that question as a guy who has to run cards.
Yeah.
My question is that I would prefer this zip code associated with this address to be the zip code that we do the 5-10 mile radius from.
Well, the
is
address
that,
that you're going to, well, here's the thing. Okay. If the phone cuts out on us in the next 5 minutes, I didn't hang up on you, I'm going to have to call you back.
Okay,
because
that's
it'll
good.
Time out on
you. Let me know
okay.
that.
Just giving you the heads up. I didn't hang up on you, I promise.
Sure.
It's just usually times out on me when we've been on the phone for an hour. Okay.
Okay.
So, and I let my manager.
You
want to
hang up real quick and then we can just start it again?
We can. We can, because I don't like when it cuts off on me. I'll call you
all
right back.
You
okay.
Got it.
I'll call
all
you
right
back.
Okay. All right.